So
I'll move to for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Thomas.
My hand is up. This is Beth. I'd move to extend for 10.
For 10. I think that's a little lengthy for this. Do we have a second?
My hand has been up for a while.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Beth. I haven't.
I'll support 5.
5. Okay. So we got a second for 5. Are there any objections for 5 minute extension? Okay. Let's go. Who wants to be on the stack?
I had requested the stack before we ran out of time.
Thomas, right. To the stack.
Okay. Beth as well.
Ron and Thomas. Go ahead.
Don't forget
okay.
Beth.
And Beth.
Yes, by all means. My comment is this. It seems to me that, you know, is the best efforts of this committee. You guys may be doing your best, but somebody is overwhelmed. And making rush decisions is not, you know, not in our best interest. The other thing, too, is this. We've known for years that this network has had difficulty finding executive directors. Like, trying to find one in 30 days is damn near impossible, you know. So let's be realistic about this. And I support Dwayne's motion just so, you know, this could be done appropriately. You know, so that we can get some candidates and some fresh ideas. But trying to bum rush this through is not in anybody's best interest. And we'll end up getting another, you know, temporary ED that lasts for 2 or 3 months, find out what the landscape is like, and then disappears. And in regards to, in response to what Sandra said about who's going to do things, you know, in the meantime while we extend the search, the same person that's been doing it. Okay, on an interim basis. So let's be clear. This is totally inappropriate to bum rush this. I support this motion to extend for 60 days in terms of that notice date. Thank you.
Okay, Beth and Thomas.
Thank you. Yes, I was elected to the KPFK General Manager Search Committee earlier this year. And we managed to get that job done in 2 months flat. We had a number of viable candidates to choose from. And I know for a fact from direct, immediate, very recent experience that it's possible to do this. It was, we were sort of double time marched through it. It was a lot of work, but we got the job done. It's possible to do it. This is an organization in crisis. And as long as we have continued interim management, it is in many ways an organization in uncertainty and limbo. We need to settle this. This committee was elected at the beginning of this year to do exactly what they're doing now. If we lop off a few months at the beginning of the year because it takes that long to get settled and started as a committee, and then lop off a few at the end of the year because we're so what someone has called lame duck, then that's not enough time for a committee to get this job done. This committee has stood all year to accomplish this purpose and to effectively negate the remainder of their term is just completely inappropriate. It wastes the entire time they've put into this. So I oppose the motion. Thank you.
As long as to the stack.
Thomas.
It's an estimated 1,000 people.
Yeah, this, thank you, the chair. I hear a lot of Chicken Littles, lately, and I also hear, I'm sorry, a little defensiveness when it comes to people asking salient questions. I support Lark's and, Pinchback's comments and support, fully. This, as far as the timeline, did I hear correctly? 5 to 7 resumes have been received? And the reporter suggested those are the best ones we'll get. I'm not so sure. Seems to me 90 days for an executive director, that can begin also the interviewing process because who knows? It may take 90 days to convince someone to take the job given the parameters, that they'll be facing. And I'm not saying that cynically. I'm saying, it's better to take the time now rather than, get someone who doesn't realize what they're getting into and then we're looking, for a replacement, just like general managers these days in some stations, you know, every 60 days. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Hold on, Lawrence.
We're at 20 seconds.
Already. Anybody else want to be on the
20 stack? Seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say one last thing and then Lawrence.
Chair. One last thing. Okay, go ahead.
Make it quick. If you don't want this committee to finish its work, then I would say there's no point in having committees on this body, and I don't really know what we're doing. I think this is a division between those who want an interim management forever and those who want to get a stable permanent management in place, and that's not an aspersion about our current interim.
One of personal privilege.
No, but it's not true.
Lawrence, it was 30 seconds. You can have 30 seconds to hear.
Don't throw that out. Nobody can respond to you. Now,
Mr. Lark, you're out of order.
No, you're out of order.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
We're at time.
This committee has been meeting for 7 months and has gotten these misery resumes. And I don't think the committee is.
Hold on, I object to that characterization.
Hold on a second, please. I did not interrupt
the miserable. You don't know the quality of the candidates.
I did
not. You haven't even seen the resumes. What are you talking about?
Why are y'all so depressed?
That's part of the problem. Well, you know, please do not cut me off. I do not interrupt you, Chair.
Go ahead.
When you're speaking. I just think this committee has been meeting for 7 months. And it's not been able to do the job. And so I encourage my colleagues to vote this motion up because I think that's the right thing to do. And the forever thing, please, knock it off. It's not forever. Nothing's forever.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman,
no, we're out of time. We are out of time. We're going to go to a vote. Marion, let's take the roll. Vote yes if you support Mr. Lark's motion. Vote no if you oppose Mr. Lark's motion.
Chair, can you read the motion, please? Sorry.
Okay. Marion, could you read the motion?
Let me see if I can go back to where it was. Let's see.
And just as a point of personal privilege, I was not calling anybody miserable. Knock it off.
You were calling the resumes miserable.
No, I said it was a miserable
resume.
Resumes that we got.
And if y'all had all year to do it, why is it now?
That was not a lot of resumes.
Okay, Marion, could you
you can speak however you want to, Ellie.
Read the motion, Marion.
You admitted you had all year to do it.
I have my many notes here. And I'm sorry that I'm having a problem getting to it. Dwayne,
it's pretty simple. I move that that PNB instruct the Pacifica Personnel Committee to extend the search for 60 days. It's pretty explicit and short.
Thank you. PNB extend search 60 days.
From today.
Okay. So that's the motion, folks. Chris Corey.
No.
Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? Okay, I'll go around a second time. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Julie Hewitt. Julie?
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Votes no. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Votes yes.
Yeah, all this time to do.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline, are you voting?
I abstain.
Okay, Sandra abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton?
No.
Votes no. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Abstains. Beth von Gunten?
No.
Votes no. And Tom is not here. Let me see. We did not hear from Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we have, Julie Hewitt, you passed. Julie?
No.
Votes no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
No.
You vote no. So there are 10 no votes and 7 yes vote. The votes, the motion fails. The
motion is defeated. Let's go on to the next item on the agenda, and that's, I think it's a report from the Elections Committee. Is that right?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, can you ask Sandra to stop giggling while on you're trying to read the agenda, please?
Can everybody please mute themselves if you're not recognized? What is it?
Point of information.
You can't help yourself.
I can't.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Sobriety's a good thing.
I may have to mute everybody if we don't stop this.
That was uncalled for, Lawrence. That was really uncalled for.
Oh, that's a brilliant thing.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, what is it, Ron?
I just want to be clear. All right, since the previous motion was defeated, that means that the extended the search committee will continue to work until the 15th, and that's it. It will not extend beyond that 15th.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I mean, we could always revisit the issue later, but this is the current policy of the personnel committee, and
it is going to be.
We're finished with this topic, folks.
Will be notified with any further extension.
The board will be notified if there are any further extensions. Let's go on to the report from the Elections Committee, please.
Thank you, Chair. Can you share your screen again, please?
Paulina, could you share the screen?
Which part of the
Elections Committee document, please? I'm still waiting. I don't see the screen.
Paulina, you having a problem? Uh, I can share it if you're having a problem, Polina. Okay, there it is. Good. Okay.
Can you? Thank you, Chair. Appreciate that. All right, so there's a motion from the National Elections Committee that I will read. Whereas it can be useful to review the promises and perspectives of election candidates seeking positions of trust. The Pacifica National Board Elections Committee requests that the PNB require the executive director to have the Pacifica web manager work with the national election supervisor to ensure that all candidates' statements remain publicly available on the Pacifica National website for at least 4 years from the beginning of the board term for which candidates are being elected, along with the full election full election report be made available on a Pacifica website, that all previous election and balloting reports from this contractor be available on Pacifica, on a Pacifica website, and that the PNB instruct the interim executive director to require the National Election Supervisor to provide to the PNB and to the Elections Committee the previously requested traffic reports for all five stations, including informational candidate statements and forms, a clean mailing list for each station, clean email list for each station, including how many return or how many return or open emails, the list of submitted ballot requests with what actions were taken to remedy, and also a list of violations submitted regarding the fair campaign provisions. So that is the motion that's in front of you, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Who wants to be on the stack?
And you could remove the
You want a section first?
Yeah, I see Beth Van Gunten.
It came from committee, Mr. Foley. Doesn't need a second.
I don't have any way to take my hand down, so I'm not on the stack.
Okay. So does anybody want to be on the stack?
Yeah, Ron on the stack.
Okay, Ron.
This sounds, like a very broad and far-reaching motion. A lot of moving parts. And here we are getting this the night of. These motions have to be considered, properly. I just by hearing some of the things in there, the reports and, the things that are being asked to be done, not clear as to who's supposed to do this work. Is it the election supervisor or is it the general manager? Who's supposed to put all these documents together? So there's a lot of questions I have here, about this motion, and I can't support it because I just don't feel comfortable, supporting this at this time. Not without further discussion, and I know time is of an essence, but like I said, this is just a very, very broad, very, very broad, a document that we're being asked to approve tonight, and we're just getting it. So that's my objection, my concern. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Can I respond? I know you gave the finance chair the opportunity to respond when there were questions about. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Ron, a director from WPSW, I think the motion in this and the script of the motion speaks to the division of labor in regards to who's going to collate the report, who's going to collate the data. This is a data motion, and this is also, it mentions the opportunity to clean our lists, which is something that we should start as soon as possible, because we've always have a problem with a clean email list when it comes to the National Election Supervisor. She's even mentioned her quite a few times in her report. So this is a preventative motion to also address the upcoming of future elections that are going to be held. So the motion it gives you a roadmap as to how to divide the labor that's going to be done, how to collect the data, and we have an opportunity to ask the National Election Supervisor to submit it as part of her contract ending of facilitating the national elections for the delegates, that it could be included in her report. She's also a very data, she's a data expert. That's no secret. So I think I would ask for support for this motion. It's a preventative measure that helps us protect the integrity of the democratic process that we all have been struggling and fighting to hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself on the stack. I think the first part of this motion asking for the election results to be permanently on the Pacifica website is fine, but I believe they already are. We do have figures for previous elections on the Pacifica website, and that's certainly something that should be done, but the rest of it strikes me as very poorly thought out. First of all, the databases, membership databases are always vetted before every election, and they were done before this election. Now, if you want some kind of vetting of the membership databases months before an election, first of all, that doesn't make too much sense to me. But even if it did, who's going to pay for it? I mean, this is hundreds of hours of work. You're talking about thousands of dollars, maybe tens of thousands of dollars. Maybe you can get volunteers to do this, but I kind of doubt it. I think this is a very poorly thought out motion, and I would recommend that you take it back to the Elections Committee and come up with something better. Anybody else?
Chair, request for information? Are you suggesting that it get referred back to the Elections Committee, Chair?
I'm just suggesting it's a poorly thought out motion, and I would hope that the Elections Committee would, the next time it meets, would come up with something better. That's all.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, I would like to see it referred back to the election committee for additional input from board members. You know, that's the opportunity that distresses me the most, not having the opportunity to see this or to comment on it, to even digest it before this meeting. So, and there's some good stuff in there, absolutely. You know, but there's some questionable stuff that I have issues with. So, if you be referred back to the committee, so for further input from the board members, you know, I would support that. You know, I don't want to kill the goose, but at the same time, I don't feel comfortable voting for it. I can't support it because there's too many things I don't know, too many questions.
Okay.
No
Thomas
input.
To the staff.
Okay, we have a motion to refer this back to the committee. That requires a second. Do we have a second?
Lyndon seconds.
Okay, Lyndon seconds. I'll take a stack.
Thomas to the stack.
Okay, Thomas to the stack. How much time do we have left on this item?
56 seconds.
56 seconds. Okay, Thomas, make it quick.
I just say there should be a post-election post-mortem. An audit, whatever you call it, with possibly, a standardized form. But it looks like the beginning of a list of questions that that should be posed to them, Lawrence, and maybe a formal form given to the election supervisor is the last thing she should report out before she's finished with her contract and gets final payment. Thank you.
Just as a matter of information, Thomas, the election supervisor will be making a final report, and that's due on November 5th.
Okay.
Okay. So are there any objections to referring this motion back to the committee? Okay. Then it's referred back to the committee. Next, we have a report from the programming committee, I believe. Who's making this report?
I am. And hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know you were invited to the meeting, but welcome.
Well, I hope I'm okay in here.
I don't think anybody objects, but
Nancy Sabara Naotomi is the chair of the program committee. It was clearly marked on the agenda. Thank you.
It was. Okay. It's generally protocol to ask for permission for non-members to be at a board meeting. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I will ask permission next time. The programming, National Programming Committee has been working very hard to make a program, asking the PNB to vote for a programming committee at each of the stations. Currently, we have only two stations who have programming committees. That's at KPFK and WPFW. And we used to have at all five stations program council, which ended around 2012. At KPFT, I'm not sure the other stations. And so there's no real connection with the overseeing of the programming, including community members. So this programming committee would be at each station and open to the members of the station with at least two LSBs, but the rest can be people from the station, members. The main point is to assess the status of the station's programming, because you need to know where you are before you can know where to go from here. And that's the main point. The second is to make recommendations to the management and also to make a report to the membership, to the LSB show, and to share reports with other stations' programming committees for, you know, helping each other, learning from each other. Okay, I'm going to read the, we did spend 2 weeks after we got the wording done. We sent to all the boards, and we had lots of public comment come to the committee. We opened the National Committee for public comment. So some many writers in this thing wasn't just the committee. I wrote down the committee members, but there were lots of people in public comment that contributed as well. Okay, I'm going to read this. Whereas Article 7, Section 3, Letter G of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws expressly requires each local station board, LSB, quote, to work with station management to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, unquote. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB direct each local station board by October 21st or January 1st, 2022, to establish an open LSB programming committee or instruct the existing LSB programming committee to provide written oversight and assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to, number one, how programming needs are determined. Number two, how a show's programming staff, unpaid and paid, are selected. Number three, how and what programming agreements are made. Number four, how shows are scheduled and preempted. Number five, how unpaid and paid programmers are educated, trained, and supported in technology production and in areas of anti-racism, anti-gender bias, and the prevention of sexual harassment. And number six, how and how often programming is evaluated and by whom. Number seven, how listener feedback is obtained and shared via survey, email, snail mail, or through the committee's email account or postal box, so that the committee shall review the feedback and report to the LSB and to the listeners through the monthly LSB show, with half the time for callers if one exists, and if not, such a show should be created as soon as possible in compliance with the PNB approved communications resolution of 2021. That was in March 4th. The input may be posted on the station's website with precautions for privacy and sent to the membership, such as in a newsletter or B-blast, if the station has such. Number eight, how programming decisions are appealed, grieved, or challenged. Number nine, how programs are moved, extended, lengthened, shortened, or removed. Number 10, for analysis to clarify the status of airtime and or shows dedicated to the following: public affairs, news, music, live, pre-recorded, produced locally, produced outside of the station, or produced outside the network, the number of call-in shows, and the amount of time for call-ins. Number 11, what is the status of programming in languages other than English? Number 12, what is the process for proposing and developing new shows? Number 13, what the status of organizing and supporting the integration of students, interns, volunteers, and the Pacifica in the Streets team? Number 14, how the transition to multimedia for visual and audio programming is expanding as outreach mechanisms, with the intention to foster programming that is more accessible to people with varying abilities, capacities, and preferences, such as captions for inclusion of the deaf or hard of hearing, and for non-native English speakers, growing international audiences, while also maintaining terrestrial radio formats and widening the scope of access to Pacifica content in accordance with the mission of equity and inclusion. Number 15, how programming is being promoted on air, on social media, on content platforms, and on the station website. It is required that the general manager, GM, or interim GM, IGM, attend or arrange the participation of the program director, PD, or interim PD, IPD, with and during the LSB programming committee meetings that shall occur monthly, at which time the IGM or IPD shall give a written report and or updates of these above points and subject areas, as well as reasoning for not moving on specific recommendations made by the LSB programming committee. An initial gathering of each local station board programming committee shall take place in November in order to initiate and plan the recruitment of committee members. The size of the committee shall be open and should actively solicit participation from the diverse communities of the station's listening area. The committee shall elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem for the first three meetings, allowing officer candidates to take turns and elect officers on the fourth meeting of the new year. At least two LSB members shall volunteer to be members. More than two are welcome for this LSB programming committee. While being formed or its membership renewed, cards of invitation to the LSB Programming Committee to the listeners shall be announced on the air minimally 4 times daily for at least 2 weeks before. As members' input is essential, any member who attends the inaugural meeting of the year of such LSB programming committees or subsequently attends 3 consecutive meetings and signs the attendance sheet at each meeting or asks the secretary at a virtual meeting to be recorded as present and becomes a voting member at the beginning of the 3rd meeting. Anyone missing 3 consecutive meetings loses their membership at the end of that 3rd meeting and will have to attend 3 consecutive meetings in order to reestablish membership. Presence or absence of members and non-members seeking membership shall be recorded for the attendance record, and the public comment shall be welcome at each meeting. Are there any questions?
We are at time.
We are at time. Okay. Let me just say
Mr. Chair, hold on.
I'd like to say something. I would like this motion referred back to the committee.
Thank you.
Can I get a second on that?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Okay, we don't have time for a debate.
This motion was sent to everybody on governance of Pacifica.
It doesn't matter. It hasn't been debated at our LSB at all.
I don't think it's proper, by the way, for the national board to tell local station boards how to create their committees.
So. Excuse me, this is not telling the
Yes, exactly what it's doing. WPFW is the only station with a program committee. Okay? All right?
No, so there's another one.
I would appreciate the opportunity for the WPFW LSB to sit down and look at this document and decide what it wants for itself.
Okay, yeah. Ron, it was sent 2 weeks ago.
I know it was sent. But this presentation you gave us tonight should have been done to the LSB.
All right. Are there any objections to referring this back to the committee?
Mr. Chair, Thomas, does that?
Are you objecting?
Yes, I am objecting. Okay. I believe it could be.
We are out of time. We're going to just go to a vote on it and then we're going to adjourn because we have a closed session to get to. Marion, could you please take the roll?
I think this is really unfair.
Can we clarify what we're voting on, Chair? What is the problem?
Can you just ask me a question, Alice? What are you worried about?
We are out of time. Marion, could you please take the roll?
We're out of time, so we should not have programming committees?
Marion, could you please take the roll?
I want to be that a yes vote is to refer this matter back to the committee. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Linda Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Absolutely, yes.
Votes yes. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
No.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
Yes. Can't control herself.
Yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Votes no. Lydia Ponce.
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rolline.
I can't even speak to this, but okay. I'll abstain.
Sandra, I'm asking for a yes or a no or an abstention. Which would you prefer?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thank you. Beth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Votes yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
You vote yes. That makes it 14 yes votes. The motion passes to return the matter to the committee.
Okay, we need a motion to adjourn. We have
Can we take five, Chair?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. And do we have
any... Can we take a five-minute break?
Lyndon, second.
Okay, well, we can reconvene in 5 minutes and close session. Thank you, everybody.
And Chairperson Steinberg, I won't be able to make the next meeting. Just a heads up.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a family emergency right now. Thank you.
Okay. I hope you get it resolved.
Okay, me too. Thank you.
You're off the stream.
Okay.
Saved. Oh, yeah. Okay. Closed.
On my way. I'll be right there. Oh boy, I'll be coming.
There. Wait a minute, that's the agenda I need draft. Oh, okay. Minutes.
Deb have to go to bed.
It's a real estate firm that wants to redevelop the property. Yep. And, you know, they put a contingency that said, you know, they were going to do due diligence, blah, blah. Yep. So they did it, and part of it was they had a survey done of the property, and we said it was like 13,027 square feet, and it's really 12,800 something.
So they're trying to give you less money.
They want to give us less money because for some reason there's a cutoff in between those two square footage.
Yeah.
It means they can only put, they're going to build like townhouses.
Right.
They can only put like 7 units on it instead of 8. So they want to revise their offer downward.
Yeah.
To me, that's like, that's standard. All above board,
yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
We have the point is we now have another offer.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Now, what I'm wondering is the second offer
better?
Well, it would be more money than the reduced price.
But if they do the same
thing. But if they do the same thing, is it like?
Yeah, will the same thing happen?
Will the same thing happen?
And you'd have to read the PMS. Did you sign an offer or a PMS?
No. Probably just an offer.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the offer and see if you can get out of it. Based on,
They are revising down with their price.
Okay.
And so I think that allows us to walk away.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I think what you have
Julie to Hewitt, please mute.
Second offer, no, the square footage was off and that this is.
And, right.
You can't mute her.
Or maybe they're doing something.
Or
else.
Open up the conversation.
I couldn't until now because I wasn't co-host because I was bumped off the call in the middle of it, and then now I can. Yeah, everything's good. Thank you.
I didn't know who that was, or I would have unmuted the person.
Well, I see their box lighting up. Julie muted herself. She figured it out. No problem.
Okay. Yeah.
We've all done this before during breaks.
It wasn't so terrible. Yeah. It wasn't so weird. I can't tell you some of the other stuff I've heard that people didn't realize we were listening.
Well, she was talking. She was talking business.
That's right.
So the closed session.
She was talking closed session off, that wasn't, at hand, didn't have anything to do with Pacifica, so we're just trying to be nice, right, to make sure.
No, it did have to do,
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it did, okay.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, she was discussing the offers on the house, and I think the reduced offer here in Houston.
Oh, I didn't even
Because of the acreage.
I thought she was talking about her own.
Yeah,
lodging.
That's what I thought so as well, yeah. Anyways.
All right.
It would be a real coincidence if it was, but could be.
Alex, it's been more than 5 minutes. Are we ready to reconvene?
Okay, are we ready to start the closed session? Don't all answer at once.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's my command center. Yes, I totally need a bigger monitor. I'm not allowed to.
They let us.
I work for the federal government.
I work for the state government.
Yeah, that's true, but...
And they even gave us that little thing that you hook at your thing.
Oh, through. The brick?
Yeah, that's like
fun. Hey, Vanessa, mute yourself. Oh, my God.
I am muted. I was muted.
You were?
Well, we yes. were hearing, I guess.
We were hearing some interesting conversations
oh,
about.
Oh dear. Okay. The mute button is on. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to, okay. I'm going to mute again. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
Were you talking to Vanessa?
I mean, all the way down.
Was that me you were talking to, Vanessa?
You know, the shoulders and
Alex? Huh?
Were you talking to Vanessa? I was muted.
But follow up.
I thought it was your voice, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I hope it wasn't my voice, but we'll see. I'll mute again and hopefully that'll do it.
It's all right. There was nothing terrible. No, you know.
Alex, the person who wasn't muted before was Julie.
Aha.
That was earlier.
Earlier, yeah.
Unmuted incident number one, but we had a number two.
I'm telling you, my mute light was on. I'm just going to mute now, and I'm going to talk.
I'm just
say, Vanessa, be quiet.
Alex, before you start.
Let Paulina and John Tatum know that we have a guest on the call right now. It's ending in 4077.
Okay,
Julia from NETA.
Uh-huh. Alex, for some reason I can't rename, am I not host anymore? Or co-host, I meant. For some reason I can't.
I'll take a look. You should be.
I can't rename. I don't know that would indicate to me that I'm not.
I can rename. What is the name?
Oh, there's a bunch of numbers to rename. So can you make me co-host again? I don't know why I'm.
Co-host.
You would have to. I don't know why I'm no longer, I have no idea why I'm no longer co-host.
You are still co-host. You are still co-host, I'm sorry. I don't see the option to make you co-host, so that tells me you're still co-host.
Right. You made the wrong me co-host us. I'm so sorry, I don't know what's going on. Let me try on the other computer.
There's two of you on here.
Yeah, so make me both co-host. That'll make it easier. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
The wonders of modern technology.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. All right, great. So 4077 is Julia? Julia?
Yes, Julia.
Yes.
Julia.
From Netta.
Kennard, right?
Kennard is
right.
Yeah.
K-E-N-N-A-R-D. Got it. Right. Renamed. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to start. Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, meeting in closed session. It is 10:44 p.m. on the East Coast. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. Oh, and I forgot to say it's November 4th, 2021. Marion, could you please call the roll?
I will do so. Chris Corey.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and you're probably muted.
I was muted, but now I'm not. I'm here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
I lost the.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Twice. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Mark.
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Good. Didier Ponce.
Here.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline? Sandra, are you here? Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Here. Do I understand Andrea had a family emergency?
Yes.
Okay. Does that make her excused?
Well, she's already We could make her excused, I guess. Yeah.
Beth von Gunten? Beth?
Here.
Okay. Here. Good. Tom Voorhees? He is excused. Alex Steinberg?
I'm here.
Okay, let's go back. Who didn't we get? Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline, not present. Okay. Lydia Brezon?
Here.
Good. Do I understand Anita is on vacation?
Yes.
Okay.
We've invited Julie, I don't know her last name, from the from NEDA.
Kennard.
Kennard.
Yeah, who will be assisting us with financial issues.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Present.
Good. Is Arthur Schwartz on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hello. And John Tatum?
I'm here.
Okay, I believe I am present. And I'm sorry, Julia Kennard, K-N-N-A-R-D?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Do we need to deal with excused absences?
We need a motion to excuse Andrea. We already had a motion to excuse Tom, so we don't need that. Can I have such a motion?
James, so moved.
Second, okay. Chris.
Second. Okay, are there any objections? Okay, that's passed. Timekeepers?
I'll do people.
Yeah. I'll thank continue. You.
Okay, thank you, both of you. All right, so this is the draft agenda. Agenda approval, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes from the closed sessions of August 7th and October 14th and October 21st, 5 minutes. Report from legal counsel Arthur Schwartz, 10 minutes. Discussion of EIDL loan disbursement with the interim executive director, 45 minutes. Report from IED on other matters and Q&A, 10 minutes. Then there'll be 5 minutes for a report out, and then we adjourn. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved.
James, so moved.
Second, Chris.
Okay, are there any objections to the draft agenda? Any proposed amendments, anything?
I have a
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah, we moved the KPFA motion to...
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Where should we place them?
Jane, Chair, you should place them in new business, which is where they were in the previous agenda.
Okay. We'll put them in new business then. So that's right after the IED report. How much time do you want to give for that item?
Well, we will probably run out of time, but I would say 20 minutes for that. It'll be a little bit contentious.
20 minutes. Okay. Okay.
Chair?
You sure you don't want to move that closer? It might be good to get Arthur Schwartz's opinion on at least on the motion that involves a possible referendum. Just a suggestion.
It's okay with me. I get to bed earlier.
Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that, Chair. I was actually reading the chat column while you said that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that you might want to at least move the first motion up further on the agenda so that we get to it, because we can get the benefit of our legal counsel's opinion about the viability of a referendum on the Articles of Incorporation and whether it's necessary or not.
Okay. When you say further up the agenda, where would you suggest?
You... up to you.
Okay, I just don't know what the most appropriate placement would be.
How about right after Arthur Schwartz's presentation?
That seems fine. Yeah, as long as Arthur is willing to hang around for a few extra minutes, that would be helpful.
Is that okay,
Chair,
Arthur?
Point of order, Chair. Lydia Ponce was requesting the floor. I don't know if she still is.
Let me take a look. Hold on. I see John Tatum's hand is up. I don't see anybody else. Oh, yeah, Lydia's hand is up. Okay. Lydia, did you have something?
Yes, are you finished with this discussion?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Just call on me when you're finished, please. I just don't want you to adjourn, so I need to speak to that for a minute.
We're just starting the meeting. We're not anywhere near adjourning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I just put in the chat that two of my motions written last week didn't make the agenda, and because the agenda had been revised, and I just, much to my surprise, my two motions are not on the agenda in regards to programming. And I'm asking that this committee, all the board members just meet for 1 hour tomorrow as an emergency. If we can just continue and leave the meeting open, so that way I can present these two motions and send these two motions tonight so everyone can review them. It's about programming, and it basically pulls us current, with racial and social justice.
Is this something going to do with the closed session?
No, it has to do with the meeting that we held together all together tonight.
We can't discuss this. This is a closed session.
Okay.
I would suggest if you want a special meeting on something, you enlist at least two other directors and ask for our special meeting to be posted. It needs to be posted at least 7 days in advance.
Chair, I have a question, Chair, or a request for information. I see Mr. Tatum's hand as well, also.
Let me ask Mr. Tatum. Go ahead. Mr. Tatum?
Yes, I think you postponed the parliamentarian race from last meeting.
I did, and I tried to get the information that was requested. I have not been able to. I don't have it yet, so I'm not putting. I didn't put it on the agenda for tonight. I did make a request from the former chair of the board. If she had that information, she said she'd look for it. That's all I can tell you right now.
Chair, can I have my request for information?
Yes, what is your information?
I think Lydia Ponce is speaking to two motions that were supposed to be submitted by the programming committee, the PNB programming committee, those motions were not. So, Lydia, I'll be more than happy to sign on to an emergency meeting as one of the directors.
Okay, you can work that out after the meeting, as long as you get it posted before midnight central time. It's not really an emergency meeting, it'll be a special meeting next Thursday, if you wish to do that.
I have one more director?
Make sure you get it posted before midnight central time. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm asked for another director. Can another director sign on to posting this meeting, please?
Can we move on, please?
Yeah, Ralph there.
You'll sign on. Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Ali.
I'll post the meeting right now. Thank you.
Okay. So we're back again. Okay, so how much time do we want to give to the item on the one of the motions from the KPFA LSB regarding the Articles of Incorporation Amendment?
Since it's just a single item now, we can make it 10, Chair.
10? Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Hold on, Thomas. I need a second on that.
Second.
Can I get a second?
Second, Bob.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Does anybody else have any amendments they wish to introduce into the agenda?
Mr. Chair, Thomas, to the staff.
Thomas, go ahead.
Under new business, I just wanted to pose a question to find out why not all PNB meetings are being streamed and archived, and to can that be just put as an item for new business?
All PNB meetings are streamed except for closed sessions.
I'm referring to task forces and committees.
We don't have a budget to stream every single committee out there in Pacifica land. Very simple.
All right.
I mean, if you want to find somebody.
I wasn't aware there was, what the incremental costs are.
You have to have a volunteer, first of all, who's willing to do it. It's not so much the equipment or anything. Most people have the equipment, but it's manual labor. Somebody has to be doing the streaming.
Eric, can I say something? This is Paulina.
Yeah, go ahead.
As somebody who has been trained by Otis McClay to stream, it's simple, but there are a few hacks you have to do on your computer to make sure that you're set up to stream, get the right software, etc., and you have to have the time and the good internet connection, which sometimes I don't have. So it's really about a matter of not so much dollars and cents, but volunteer time and training from either Otis or myself, probably Otis. I'm not trained to train others. So Thomas, get in touch with me or with Otis. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
But it does raise a question because we have open meeting criteria from the CPB, and hopefully, we're trying to become eligible with the CPB. So if there are committee meetings being held and not publicly available, not streaming and so forth, this is a discussion that needs to be held with Otis because we could be in non-compliance.
Well, then I think the only solution given the technology we have would be to do these by Zoom meetings and record all the Zoom meetings.
Right, but I'm saying somebody has to coordinate everything with our CPB compliance officer, who is Otis McClay.
Okay, well, maybe that's something we should discuss at a future meeting.
Yeah, absolutely, because we would be out of compliance right now with CPB if we're not doing so. Okay. It's like the LSBs. The committees are also committees of the or the LSBs.
I mean, we're not always required to stream a meeting, but we should at least record it and have that recording available to the public if it's a public meeting. That's correct, yeah.
That's what I was getting at. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Ron.
It would seem an easy matter to, consult with Otis on this specific issue.
Let's put that on the agenda for a future meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. It's obviously a longer discussion than we could do informally at the moment. Okay, so getting back to where we were, are there any other amendments to the draft agenda? Okay. Are there any objections to the draft agenda as amended? Okay. So the first item is the minutes. We have minutes for the closed sessions from what is it again?
It's checking.
Hold on, let me bring my screen up. October 7th, October 14th, and October 21st.
That's right.
Anybody have any corrections to for those minutes?
This is Lydia.
Lydia.
Okay, what's the date? Now I lost them. The one that had the report out about approving from the last meeting. About approving the CBA for KPFK.
Mm-hmm.
What you approved was the counteroffer. So we don't have the CBA completed and voted by membership, by the unit members or anything. Like when we voted for KPFA's CBA or WPFW's or WBAI, we have the full new CBA before us. in order to vote on it. So it's just that distinction that would need to be revisited. I would suggest we not approve those minutes till the next meeting.
Okay.
Just to correct the wording because it's inaccurate.
Okay. Let's hold off.
One more thing is that the actual motion wasn't in the minutes.
So that's the October 21st minutes?
I think so. I was just saying it could have been the one before. No, wasn't it just at the last meeting?
I think it was the October 21st, yeah.
And it was, so the motion, it had a report out from the meeting, but no motion that was passed. So something went awry.
Okay. We'll have to fix that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just approve the other two minutes, and hold off on that one. Does anybody object? Okay, so the minutes from October 7th and October 14th are approved. We'll revisit the October 21st minutes.